Hey guys, welcome back to the Transform Your Life podcast. Hey Ange, how are you, my dear?
I'm doing good. How about you, Ben?
I am good. I feel really calm. I feel really chill right now. I feel like I've processed a lot of things lately, and that might lead us into kind of our next kind of topic of what today looks like. So I'm gonna let you go with that, but
All right. Fantastic. I'm feeling pretty good too. I feel like I'm just feeling like we're at a changing of tides in so many respects. I know that you're leading such an incredible movement.
It's weird to call it a movement. I am sorry. I have heard people call it a movement, and I just like it's weird and mind-boggling to me because it's not the place it began. And so it's funny that, yeah, maybe it is going that way, and I hope that it brings movement. So I can wrap my brain around it, but it's still a little bit surreal to hear you or anybody say that because it seems to be the term that's tossed around lately. Anyway, sorry to interject.
No,
you go ahead.
No, totally. So I just think we're at an interesting situation. So you have your movement that's going on. My industry is being greatly impacted by it, particularly at this moment. I have a photo shoot that's coming up, and the gym where we want to shoot at says you need a vaccine passport. And a couple of girls aren't vaccinated. And I was like originally thought, oh yeah, they're vaccinated because we casually had the conversation. Their assumption was that if you provided like a negative COVID test, you'd be good to go.
Right.
This place says, nope, not good. You have to be fully vaccinated. They're not good with a negative COVID test to do the photo shoot. So recently with
somebody, so it's not about COVID, it's about having the vaccine.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. So they're like, oh yeah, no, that's actually a thing. I'm like, oh shit. So now right now what we're dealing with is trying to figure out another location, which very much connects to you and what it is that you're doing with your crusade. And
oh god. Yes,
like, I know.
I have heard it called that too.
It's the wrong word.
No, I love it. I love it. But I have heard people say crusade too, like crusade and movement.
Let's talk about your second. You had a second one though.
Yes. So it's funny because in high school I was, and so were you. We were the Sacred Heart Crusaders.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Uh-huh.
Nice parallel,
And our last one was in Walkerton, where we went to high school, where the Crusaders were.
Love it.
And yeah, I've had people call it a crusade, so it's kind of funny. But I've wrapped my brain around the idea of calling it a protest, but I've actually found a better term, and it's more of a rally. And the rally is, when you think of a rally, it's more about like rallying together, right? Whereas a protest is more like a riot in my brain, right? This is not necessarily the case, but more of that connotation towards it. And so I'm calling it a rally.
Okay.
It is people rallying together to say that the vaccine passport is actually just about discrimination, in the same way that blacks and whites face discrimination, in the same way that Jews and Germans, there was a lot of discrimination there, right? And if you think about just right now, the unvaccinated are not allowed in restaurants to eat, except they are allowed to be servers and wait staff. In the same way, if you think about blacks and whites, right, black people would be allowed to serve the white people. They would be allowed to cook for the white people, but the black people would not actually be able to dine in that same restaurant. It is literally the exact same thing. Like, it's mind-blowing to me that from an evolutionary standpoint, where we are as humans today, this is something that we can have a rally around or a crusade around, because it's absolutely ridiculous that we have to, as humans, have to stand up for the right to enter a restaurant with other people.
You know, it's so funny because I...
Or a gym, in your case, with your...
I was going to say, like, the craziest thing, I literally forgot about it, and I was trying to go rock climbing this weekend and go to a restaurant, and I was with two girls who are fully vaccinated. Did not even, like, cross my mind. I was like, fuck, you only got one shot, girl. So, like, I go in to go rock climbing. I was like, I'm so sorry, girls. I totally forgot. But you need to be vaccinated, double vaxxed, 14 days. And I was like, oh, maybe this, like, cute rock climbing guy won't notice. Maybe he won't look that closely. When did you get your second vaccination? I'm like, about that. Nah. I was like, no, sorry, I can't. We'll give you guys all a refund. Restaurant, go sit out on the patio in the soaking rain. And I kind of just did it for a stand. The girls are like, are we really doing this? I'm like, we're doing it to make a point that the people that own this restaurant would rather that your customers be completely uncomfortable out in the rain, soaking wet like dogs.
Getting sick, potentially. No. You just stay healthy out here.
But it's... that part is so ridiculous. So I feel you on that. But I almost forget these days. I'm like, oh yeah, that's a thing. That's a fucking thing.
Which but because is, it's so absurd.
It is. That it's like, unbelievably absurd.
Right? Totally. And that people, like, we have to send our children into an arena alone by themselves into this large building with strangers to skate on an ice surface that they've never skated on before. Sounds super safe. Yeah, don't let the unvaccinated or the partially vaccinated in, because that is super safe.
Totally.
What? Totally. Like, it's mind-boggling. Anyways, tangent.
Okay. Rolling back around. We are back. What we wanted to talk about today was how the people in your world have been impacted, or what they're thinking about the choices that you're making, Ashley. So Ashley is obviously doing this stuff with the vaccine passport. How has the response been for the people that love you, like your parents or maybe your siblings? What's that been like?
It's a bit of a mixed bag, and it took some processing. So that's where I, at the beginning when I mentioned I'm at this calm place, there has been some processing that needed to happen around that, because I have siblings who are interested and supportive, but not willing or able. Well, they're able. They're not willing to attend the rally. And then I have my other siblings who are very much in support and do attend. And then I have other people, like my parents, who, bless their heart. They're not listening anyways. It's totally fine. Who would rather shove their head in the sand. They will tell me that they will support in other ways, which is fine. Everybody has their way, and I get that everybody has their path, but they don't even want to talk about what I'm doing. And so it's interesting, because I have come up against this really interesting wall of releasing what it looks like when I have an expectation of other people based on, in my opinion, things that are really good in my life. So things that are really joyous and really big and really wonderful, or maybe really terrifying. And the way that the people I love do or don't support that. And I've been faced with the big challenge of, most of my life, my parents were, my dad especially, super supportive of who I am. My mom, give or take, which is fine. And I thought I had really come to terms with everything, but the way that they do or don't support the things that I do has really rubbed up against me in terms of this rally, and also in terms of what I've chosen for employment. So Reiki is something that they don't want to talk about, they don't want to look at, they don't even want to acknowledge that that's something that I do. They also don't want to look at or acknowledge that I'm, I guess, running a rally or a protest or whatever this thing is, crusade movement, whatever. And so it's really interesting to be able to look at the things that are beautiful or big in our lives, and then to have to do them anyways, regardless of what the people around us love or support. So I've been kind of working my way through those emotions, and it's been good. I've come out on the right side of it. I am releasing and letting go of that expectation. But I would love your input on the ways that that showed up in your life. Any advice you have for myself or any listeners on ways to deal with when something big is happening or something good is happening, and the people around you don't respond in the way that you expect or that you hope.
My question for you, Ashley, and for my question for the listener who is thinking to themselves, oh, I really expected that of you. Mm-hmm. On the other side of that, what is the end result? Because I think so often, is it validation? Is it love? What is it on the other side? Because I feel like if you can let go of that, of them saying, good job, Ashley, or saying like, I'm on your side. I'm going to show up at that rally. You can let go of that. That's great. But there might be a piece of you that's like, fuck, I just wish they did it differently. I just wish that they said good job. I just wish that they were on my side. So I think you need to decide, what is it that you're actually hoping to gain from it? You tell them the amazing thing. You tell them, hey, this is what I'm doing. And your dad looks at you and he says, good job. Okay, cool. Is that going to be enough for you? Is that going to be what you're trying to get there? And so I think from your side of things, your parents have said now said like, no, you know what? That's good. And you're dealing with the fact that, oh, that's interesting that they wouldn't be on that same side as me in relation to it. I think you, in your self-discovery, you need to go like, what was I actually hoping for? Was I hoping for him to say good job? Was I hoping for him to show up with the sign? Was I hoping for him to say, yeah, I'm going to tell all my buddies and we're going to get the whole fucking construction crew and we're all going to have fucking signs. Yeah. What were you actually hoping for? And when you think and explore that, it's like, why was that such a fucking letdown for me? And I think when we sit with that, we're like, that was such a letdown because blank. And then in the conversation, you either articulate that to the person that has let you down, or you go, huh, that's a me issue. That's a me expecting my dad to change who he is.
Totally.
Or...
And I think for me, I know the answer to it. I let go of that approval a long time ago. It was one of my life lessons to not. Awesome. And that happened when I entered into the world of Reiki. That happened 6 years ago. And I worked through all of that. It took a while. But not being daddy's little girl. And he totally approves of everything I do. And right, that pat on the back. I have released that totally and completely.
Perfect.
But it came upon me the other weekend. Because I said to my husband, I said, do my parents not know who I am anymore? Mm-hmm. When I think about the things that fill my time and the things that light me up and the space that I occupy, they want to have no part in that. And so it is interesting to me. I think that's the part that bothers me. It was, I can let go of approval. I can let go of not meeting other people's expectations. I can let go of, I thought you would do this and you didn't. The part that I think rubs so prickly on the inside of me is that I've just realized that I'm entering a place in my life where my parents don't know who I am. And I didn't know that that was ever going to happen. I didn't really ever see it coming towards me. And it just like smacked me in the face after a really big week of me stepping into my purpose. And that's what this has all been like. It's not just like, oh, Ashley did this thing and whatever. It's like, holy shit, these are things that are connected to why I'm here on this planet. And the people who brought me into this world want nothing to do with it. They don't even want to know about it. And so I think that's the part that I'm like, huh, I'm really realizing that they don't know who I am.
Mm-hmm. And I would say that you're at a divide then, Ashley, because it goes like this. And I mean, I feel like I have been in that world for a long time, but it goes like this. You either grant them, honestly, the luxury of here's my world. I will invite you into it. Here is your VIP pass. Or you go, you can be on the other side, but I'm not bringing you into that world. Because you've proven to me that you don't want to be there. And it's a luxury VIP experience over here.
I love the...
Do you know what I mean? It is. It totally is, babe. And when you start looking at your life and the things that you know and the things that you share, and when you look at your parents and the people in your life, if they go, you know what? I don't want to do the luxury. I don't want to do the VIP. When you sit in that and you're like, huh, they're fucking loss. It sucks, but I mean, they're fucking loss.
Yeah.
Because you would love to share all of that with excitement. Totally. But if it is not welcomed with the arms of love of like, fuck yeah, girl, you need to step back and go like, you know what? There's so many fucking people in this world that deserve that VIP spot.
100%.
They deserve that 100%. Luxury hotel experience with you and you alone. And if you can't step back and go like, huh, all right, my parents don't want that. My friends don't want that. My partner doesn't want that. Whatever that is.
Yeah.
You need to step back from that and identify. Yeah. Fuck, I'm gold.
I know that, right? Like, I'm right.
We both know that we're gold. And we're not saying that from an egotistical space. No. We're just saying that, like,
hey. You're gold, too. We're all gold.
Exactly. And so, yes. So the people that are, like, trying to say, like, oh, you're doing the thing. I don't like that thing. Cool. Yeah. I will not change my fucking back.
Oh, and I cannot. That's the thing about this is like, I can't be cookie cutter because it's comfortable for them. I can't. I won't. I can't. And if that means that they don't know who I am, then I know that I come to terms with that regardless of where that lands me. And don't get me wrong. My parents, if you know them, you will know that they are incredible people. They are good, hardworking, very wonderful people. That is a fact that doesn't change their maybe a bit concerned with what the public perception is, as are most people. Yes. And so I don't shame them for that. I think they're really incredible people. This is not me bashing my parents or thinking that they're horrible people and they've done me so wrong. They are incredible people and they've done wonderful things and continue to do wonderful things. But I have discovered that they do not know who I am. And I'm getting to a place where I think that's, like, okay with my spirit. And the reason that I think I'm okay with it is, A, because I know who I am. For the first time in my life, I am wholeheartedly, 1,000%, totally and completely me. And if they don't know that, well, that is on them, or it's not, or it's on me. Who cares? It doesn't matter, essentially, so long as I process it. So I'm working on processing it. The other piece to that is I have so many fucking people in my corner who see me, who do know what I do, who do show up for me, who do understand my soul and want to be a part of that. So I think I'm not, I'm maybe grieving a little bit of the loss of that with my parents. I will still continue to obviously be their daughter. We're going to continue with Sunday supper, but I recognize that it's going to operate in a space of, you don't really know who I am. So I'll be here. I'll bring my kids. You're going to love them. We're going to have a wonderful tertiary relationship. It's not going to be a primary or secondary. It's just going to be tertiary because you don't know my soul the way that I once thought you did. And I'm okay with that because there's so many people who do. But yeah, anyways, thank you for letting me share because I feel like, oh, guys, that was really deep and authentic and I just poured my soul out to you guys.
I love it.
Thank you for listening.
I love it, girl. And I feel like there's probably a lot of people who are in that same spot. It's such a hard spot to be of like, whew, when I step into who I am, what are people going to think? What are they going to say? What are the people like? For you, it's your parents, but there's a lot of people who are struggling to want to be who they are meant to be because of what people might say or what people might do in reaction to it. So I love that you were so vulnerable, babe, honestly. Thanks.
And so my question to you then, Ange, is what do you do when something shows up in your life that is so wonderful for you and the people around you who you love the most don't give you the response that you need or want? What do?
I got over it like 8 years ago because honestly, when I started this business and it sucks, it honestly sucks. It sucks from the standpoint of like, you want that to be what the end result is, but it's kind of like the boyfriend that tells you that you're pretty. You need to exist solely and be like, fuck it, I'm doing it anyways. And so for me, I mean, I obviously started those traits as a young girl, but I think I got to a point where it was like, regardless of if anybody says, I'm fucking proud of you, I'm so excited for you. Yeah. Fuck that's yeah,
where,
girl.
That's not where your value lies.
Well, I can't build anything on that because I think I've built my life on waiting around for somebody else to do that for me is never going to happen, which is my own mental issue to be honest. But do you know what I mean? Because I'm so accustomed to that. But I think the B part is like, with the expectation thing, I think you have to do it anyway, even without the high five.
Oh my even God. I 100% agree.
And I think I just lowered my expectations for a lot of people in my world, knowing that they will never view it that way. They will never yes. be like, I can see it. I can see it, girl. Fuck yeah, that's amazing. Yes. They will never be there.
Yeah.
And that's okay. But regardless, I need to still do it anyways. And I think for the person that's listening and you're thinking like, oh, I just wish my dad would say this, or I just wish my mom would say this, or I just wish that my best friend would see this. Honestly.
Or my boss, anything. Or my sister, or right? Like, anything. I think a lot of people, it comes down to even just in the workplace. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this because my boss thinks this, or because it will please or approve, or yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I think you're bang on the money when it comes to just like,
do it anyways.
Do it anyways. Whatever is true in your soul. And regardless of what the outer external perception might be, you have to just move forward with what's on your heart and in your soul.
Totally. And I think like, think about the times when you step outside your comfort zone. You're like, I'm fucking scared. I don't want to do that thing. Fuck, it's so scary, right? Like you're there, but like what happens every time you do that? Like, okay. That's not that bad, but you have to fucking expose yourself to it.
Oh my God.
So I think with this part is like, oh, do something, don't tell anybody, and be okay with the fucking decision without anybody else knowing. And this needs to be like a big, wildly crazy thing that nobody else is going to know about. And then you're like, okay, I did that thing. It's already done. And then like, regardless of anybody's expectations or what that looks like, you need to be okay. Cool. They thought that was rad. They thought that was lame. They had no reaction. They changed the subject. Cool. I think it's just doing it anyways. And so
totally.
I think with the expectations on whatever you want your life to look like, I think we all are going to get to being 100 years old, and maybe some of us will make it there and maybe some of us won't. But I think so often, if you talk to anybody, you are going to regret more of the things that you did not fucking do.
Yeah.
And literally, even the person who has their judgment on your choice and has their shit about whatever they say, literally, they are over it in so quick. Or if they're not over it and they want to carry that baggage for a long time, that is their shit to carry.
Cool beans. Yeah. And that's right. And I think that's the big thing. So if you are somebody who is seeking validation, or you're not getting it, or you do it anyways, know that processing. So I, Ange and I are in the same space, and I believe this, and I would, if I didn't come up against it, I'd be like, oh my God, like, here's what you do. Right. And it's,
yes.
But I think to recognizing, even if you're doing it anyways, allow the emotions to process. And that's what this episode for me was about, was getting super vulnerable, being wildly authentic with you guys, but also knowing that, yes, I am going to do it anyways, because I can't not. My soul cannot not do these things. But I do recognize that there is emotion behind it. There are things that show up with it. And so, although I know I need to release it, although I know it's going to let go, although I know I'm going to move forward and continue to be my best fucking awesome self, there is emotion and there is disappointment. There is struggle behind it and there is challenge. And so I give you permission to also do what I'm doing, where even if you do move forward, even if you do choose to do it anyways, to honor the emotion that comes up with it, to allow it to process. And you were a promoter of that too. Absolutely. But just continue to be your best self and honor and be all of that while allowing the emotions to transform you through that, because that's how we move. That's how we grow. That's how we indulge in getting outside that comfort zone.
You know what's so interesting? Because I had my therapist say something very cool to me this morning. She was like, I was talking about guilt. And she was like, you know, guilt is just an emotion, right? And I was like, right.
It's a human emotion.
It's a human emotion.
It's, right? But it's the only, it's a created human emotion.
Oh, okay.
Other,
I never thought about it that way.
Other mammals don't feel it.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Dogs mimic it. And Jenny Schumansky, a friend of mine, told me this, but humans are the only people who are the only mammals who actually feel guilt. It is a human created emotion. Sorry. Continue on.
No. Interjection. Totally. But she was like, think about anger. When anger shows up for you, what do you do? And I was like, I might say I'm fucking angry, or I might articulate it in different words, but I would probably, like, she's like, do you go slash some tires? Do you go fucking smash somebody's head in? Do you go, like, grab your gun and shoot somebody? I'm like, no. So you
That's
don't.
Correct. Good answer.
You don't act on your anger. You just say, I am angry. Okay, interesting. So she's like, guilt. What happens with guilt for a lot of people is you feel it. And then as it's setting in, you go, I should act differently. Oh, I feel guilty. I should act differently. And so you make a choice. And no, I thought this was like very aha moment in my therapy session today. I was like, she's like, you don't act any, do you act differently? I'm like, yeah, man, when I feel guilty, I choose a different fucking option. It's like, I feel guilty, so I choose X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's fucking interesting. She's like, think about when you feel happy. What the fuck do you do? I just feel happy. I know, I'm like, I'm so fucking happy, I should buy a lottery ticket, right? Like, you don't move forward in any other fucking way, but with guilt, it's this weird shit. So I think, like, so often in these situations with expectations, the reason why we feel a certain way is like we sit in guilt and we're like, oh, but I should fix guilt. Ooh, I feel really guilty. I should therefore do this. And I just thought that was a very interesting revelation for my day that syncs up
instead
to
instead of just being, I feel guilty.
Cool.
Then feel it.
Cool. Yeah, I'm here.
Feel it all day if you fucking want, but,
right? But I never
don't change your behavior based
don't
on that.
Don't change your behavior and don't change your choice based on the way that you feel right now. I feel sad. Okay, I feel sad. Play the sad song, maybe? But like, you don't really, like, change your behavior in any other emotions. But
work.
Guilt makes you go, like, oh, I feel guilty. Yeah. Therefore, I should make a different choice.
I would say the only other emotions that show up with that is unworthiness and shame.
Mm.
If you feel unworthy, you behave differently.
Mm, that makes sense.
Right? So all of a sudden your worth or insecurity, right? So if you feel insecure and you go into a social setting, you're going to behave differently than just being like, I feel insecure. You're going to actually, like, maybe you'll hide in the corner. Maybe you eat a bag of chips. Maybe you leave early. Maybe you, so there are certain, but they're usually in that same category of guilt where it's like shame, guilt, unworthy, feeling less than.
Mm-hmm.
Right, is usually kind of that, like, place.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas most other emotions that we kind of, I think of those as the complex emotions. There's more to them. Whereas happiness is, we can all just be like, well, I know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas sadness, yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas guilt brings up a whole different, like, ugh! That's, like, deeper. It's complicated,
yeah.
Right?
Totally.
Whereas happiness is pretty simple. It's pretty, like, everybody can kind of connect to it, whether you're
a
child or an adult.
You, it reminds me of, like, you know, there's, like, your primary colors. And
yeah,
like,
yeah. Secondary colors.
No, not even secondary colors, but then I'm
magenta.
I'm
turquoise.
About the one of, like, the aqua and all that. That's exactly what I'm thinking about. Ah, interesting.
Those more complicated ones are the ones that they underlie a lot of our behavior.
Totally, totally. All right, so for the person listening, they have expectations about it. We've kind of given them a few key points, some ways to shift that.
Don't give a fuck. Carry on the way you are. Process the emotion. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've given a lot of key points. I do think there was, like, one final point for the person that's like, I want to do this thing, but I want somebody else. I don't know. I want somebody else to feel differently about it. I think we just invite them to, like, do it and also tell the universe, I'm willing to receive that thing, right? Like, sometimes it's just standing in the light saying, universe, I'm ready for that thing.
Totally. Yeah.
And then I'm sure that you in your course and me in my business, we have been wildly surprised by the people that we attract in the way that we do things. So if you're like, hey, this is my choice, I just want to do this thing, do it. But then also say, hey, universe, just telling you, like, I am wildly open to receive whatever makes sense for this path. And I think you will be very pleasantly surprised by how that plays out, right?
You will. You will. And know that if nobody else is in your corner or nobody else is behind you or you're seeking that approval, you have two girls sitting here who jump wildly into fire to do crazy things regardless of that approval, even if it makes them mind boggled later. Know that there's two people already 100%, 1000% in your corner, so that no matter what you're doing, if you need approval, you've got it from me and you got it from Ange.
Approval. And I would say too, like, do you not think, like, I know that we're doing the podcast and we're just doing our due, but if you're listening and you're like, oh, but you girls are like, you got a podcast, so like, you're so legit. We are like, so we're legit, but we are also just so like, call us up, girl, and we will hang out with you because we're just
100%.
We are 3000% down to earth and 4000%. Like, if you're listening to the podcast and you're a fan at this stage of our world, we are just like high-fiving you. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for coming here. Thanks for being a part of this. And we just want you to know that, like, honestly, I would love to just hang out with everybody that listens to the podcast.
So yeah, reach out, let us know what's going on, and let us know where you're located, because we're coming. We do truly and deeply, from the bottom of our souls and our hearts, love you guys. I hope you guys have a wonderful night, and we'll catch you next time. Ciao.
Bye.